Colin.
Katie.
Can I get a breaking news update? Three important things.
Go.
Tom Savini got groceries delivered today. The Bloomfield pool is open, and I'm off work tomorrow, so I'm betting he's going to be there.
Oh, do you think he got some like fruit roll-ups to go eat by the pool?
He had a bunch of Whole Foods bags on his steps this morning.
Oh, so high-end fruit roll-ups.
High-end fruit roll-ups, yeah. So Savini watched 2K24. It's on.
It's on like the pool. Dunk. I'm so glad the Bloomfield pool is open. It wasn't open last year, if I'm correct.
No, the lining cracked.
Yeah.
Deep end cracked, something cracked.
My pool had a landslide last year.
Yeah. We're doing really well here in Pittsburgh.
Poolmageddon 2023.
Sucked. Had to go to Schenley.
Ew.
Oh, no.
With the hoi polloi.
Yeah. With the regulars. Wait, no, I'm the regulars. What are we doing this week?
We're doing a movie that was our guest's choice.
It was.
Who's our guest, Katie?
We got a real life Australian.
Holy shit.
Our friend Pi is here.
It's me.
Hi,
Pi. Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Pi, are you here to seek revenge for us making fun of the way that Australians have said the word no for the past 10 years?
No.
No-y.
Nah. No, we don't really give a shit about much.
Clearly.
I was thinking about it while watching this movie, and I realized that Australians are what Americans think they are.
It's all true.
Y'all are like fresh out of give a fucks and just ready to throw down at a moment's notice.
That's right, 100%.
And we're like, we want an insurrection and tyranny. And Australia's like, fuck you. Yeah.
Australia's like, got a ciggy. Don't care.
So what are we doing, Pi? What did you choose and why?
I chose Wormwood. And I chose Wormwood because the only scene I could remember from this movie was a group of boysies grabbing beers out of a first aid kit. That was the only thing I could remember. And I knew it was an Aussie movie, and I knew it was zombie, and don't regret it.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that the one character is wearing an Aussie, oi, oi, oi shirt.
Yes. Yeah, Benny.
I feel like it's a very Australian thing to open your movie with someone going, come on, you fucking zombies.
Yes. It was so...
That's my Australian thing.
That was terrible.
I know.
That was terrible.
I spent a lot of time talking to you and I'm not getting any
better. Okay, repeat after me. Come on, you fucking Aussies.
Come on, you fucking Aussies.
There you go.
Bob's your uncle.
No. Come on, you fucking Aussies.
Come on,
you fucking Aussies.
I see Oz at the bar.
We are recording in the recording annex, which is my living room because it's got the best air conditioning.
The hotter it gets here, the further Alan moves us towards the basement.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait till we record in the Pittsburgh toilet.
Oh, I'll sit on that toilet for the whole episode. I don't give a shit.
So we have a special, special guest of Ruby Dog sitting in with us on the couch.
So if you hear a dog, it's Ruby.
And if you smell a Ruby fart, it's Ruby.
Yeah. If we all go, oh,
she's old. Yeah.
So yes, this movie opens on Come On You Fucking Zombies.
Yeah.
And it's on.
It's on like Donkey Kong from the gate.
We see these guys in like metal armor looks, which I liked a lot, fighting zombies who look fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was so happy I forgot this movie because the opening scene was like so 100% immediately. I feel like I was like pushed to the back of my couch seat. Like, whoa, okay, we're here.
Watching the trailer for this movie, I was like, oh, this is a comedy. I'm going to watch a zombie comedy.
Yeah.
And then watching the movie, I was like, this isn't a comedy.
No, it's billed as a comedy in a few places, too. Yeah. It is not a comedy.
It's not. It's
whiplashed a comedy.
Yeah.
It feels very like Peter Jackson inspired on some level. Like, I know that's New Zealand, not Australia, but like...
You should see the Pi just like wound up to punch Alan in the face. I wish you guys were here to see it for besmirching her nationality.
Did you call me a Kiwi?
Again, we don't really care about much.
Yeah. Not offended.
But yeah, it's got a very like... It's very gory, but like... It's way more serious than I thought it was going to be.
Is this really a mashup of two movies we've done recently, which was Mad Max Fury Road and Zombieland?
Oh, Zombieland. A little less incel than Zombieland.
Way less incel. We are introduced to Benny, who is out pig hunting. And I wondered, Pi, have you ever been pig hunting?
I have not been pig hunting.
Just wondered.
Katie?
Yeah.
Have you ever been pig hunting? No. I feel like that's also a thing I could ask you.
Yeah, you totally could. Yeah, no. We don't have wild pigs here.
That you know of. ACAB.
Wait. We've chased all the cops away.
So. Wait, is that the ACA? The ACAB too far?
ACAB one step too far.
So yeah, this Benny's out pig hunting with his brothers. And they're having a beautiful evening out in the bush, I assume. What we call this, the bush?
Yeah, they call them bush.
Yeah.
They're in bush.
They're in bush.
Yeah.
In bush, not the bush, just bush.
Yeah, bush.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like we're going to learn some. I think we're going to get some culture.
You are our first international guest.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
I can't think of any. I mean, we've had a few folks from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Eli. Hi.
Justin. Jason McKittrick.
Jason McKittrick. Wonder how that guy's doing. There are shooting stars everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I was so captivated by Benny's story when he tells this, like, gorgeous story. Telling is so beautifully. I was, like, staring the whole time, like, so intrigued by what he was going to say, which then the whole rest of the movie caught me off guard because it was, like, the only moment calm in the entire movie.
Yeah.
It was like maybe the only time I took a breath the entire movie when it was during this dialogue. It was beautiful.
But it's definitely like you could tell it's building up to sadness. It's not going to be a good story at the end of it. And also I was like, oh, well, we've got our movie title there.
Yeah.
The shooting star, Wormwood from Revelation.
Yeah.
So there
you go. Spelled in the traditional way.
Yeah. The old school way.
The old school way. When he wakes up, he finds one of his brothers dead, and the other is a zombie.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So what's he do to his zombie brother?
He kills him.
Shoots his kneecap off.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd go for the kneecap.
Well, my theory is because you don't want to kill your brother outright.
Yeah.
You just want to immobilize him.
You want to stop them coming at you in the really fast way that they are.
Yeah.
They are fast movers.
I really liked that mechanic of this movie of sometimes they rhyme quick, sometimes they rhyme slow. Sometimes they're a fast zombie, sometimes they're a quick zombie.
Yeah. I loved that.
Depending on their
creative.
Like, their fuel levels.
The gas,
Yeah. I feel like that would be
petrol,
a good...
Petrol, as we'd say.
Petrol, yeah. Petrol. I like when later in the movie Frank says, should we make a petrol stop?
Yeah.
Meaning to get like another zombie.
Yeah. Petrol. Metho. Caro.
Petrol.
Metho. Caro. Methylated spirits. Kerosene.
Oh, not methamphetamine.
Not this time.
I've been a few Australians, so I thought maybe. Every time I hear petrol, I think of this story from World War II where Germans were trying to invade an American camp pretending to be Americans. And they came in and they were like, hi, we're fellow Americans and we would like to get some petrol for our Jeep. And the Americans were like, sure, hold on 1 second. Let me go get my gun so I can kill you real quick.
Sprung. Ding dongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we call it gas because we're idiots.
What? Yeah, well, that's what we are.
Or what is it in Mad Max? Guzzoline?
Oh my God, don't talk to me about that movie. That movie's so bad. So bad.
What are you talking about? It's fucking amazing.
It's so much better in this movie.
So yeah, he has to kill his brother. So who is he recounting the story to though? I feel like that
he's telling it to Barry and Frank.
Okay.
And then he says, Barry, tell us the story or whatever. And Barry's just like, this morning I shot my wife and child with a nail gun. I can't think about how to make that into a story.
Yeah. Pretty brutal.
I was convinced he said I shot my wife and my son.
Oh, he's his child.
Okay.
Did you press rewind?
No.
Say child in Australian.
Child.
It's a bit like son.
What word do you use for child in Australian?
How do you say child in Australian? Tell you what though, Barry's hot. Barry fucks. Barry?
Barry. Barry's very hot. And the like montage gearing up scene, I'm like, whoa.
Barry, slow it down.
Wait, we've moved into a whole nother movie genre. We've gone gore. We've gone comedy. Now where are we? It's a pretty hot scene.
I think Barry's busted teeth definitely help him too. Like a little janky jaw.
I like that.
Doesn't do anybody any harm.
Yeah.
Also, his sister is very attractive.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful, nice, beautiful nice genes family. In that family.
Yeah. Good for them.
Bully for you, Barry and his sister.
He's also my my hero in that beginning scene. I'm like watching him be so heroic and like jump over the hood of the car, like so good.
I love the action sequences in this.
I know, me too.
What I don't love?
Yeah.
Shower sex. Not for me.
Gotta have two shower heads. That's what you've told me anyway.
The friction, I'd say.
Yeah, there's some issues with that. I mean, yeah, I understand cuddling and all that stuff, but just like every time the shower sex in the movie, I was like, come on, just go somewhere else. Just go about your business.
Dry off.
Just good old fashioned dry sex, like everyone should have all the time.
Like us Americans.
Co-sign Ben Shapiro.
We cut to Barry's sister. This is Brooke. She's having like a welcome to my world studio scene. I don't know what's happening here. Like, where is Dee Snider while all this is going on?
There's like a woman in Day of the Dead makeup pretending to be a zombie chained up.
Yeah. I'm looking to you to explain this to us.
I actually don't remember the part you guys are talking about.
You know, she has the model that she's like photographing.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing the makeup on, and then there's the photographer who's doing the other. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I, for the rest of the movie, wondered why she was in such makeup. Maybe I blinked through that scene. I didn't remember her. I don't remember that part. I just remember the rest of all of her cool moves.
I do love when Barry's daughter is talking on his phone and his wife is like, get off the phone. I don't care if you're talking to Jesus.
Yes. So good. I don't care if you're talking to Jesus.
I was like, I bet if I was a mom, I'd say shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, feels good. The Barry's daughter felt like a glimpse into my future also.
Yeah.
Hopefully until she, like, just up until she turns, but definitely the whole scene with her, like, on the phone, I was like, my life.
Every once in a while, I like to remind Katie that one day Lucy will be 16.
No, why? Why would you do that to my friend? Just don't share those things.
Yeah. Keep it to yourself.
It's not true.
No. It's really far off. Really far off. It's not. Fuck!
So the model is like pretending to be a zombie and growling, and then she starts legit growling.
Yeah.
And then she spits blood in the photographer's face.
Oh, I remember. I remember. That's right.
She's like chained to the ceiling.
Yeah. Starts forking blood onto this other woman who is now a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was weird shit.
And then she kills the photographer.
Yeah.
And then the photographer becomes a zombie.
Yeah.
As you do.
And the makeup artist, Brooke, is also an acrobat. She's doing some sweet acrobatics.
Really cool flips.
You just have all these notes. It's like, oh, she's badass. Oh, she's really badass. Yes.
It's pretty much all I wrote, too. It was like, I like Brooke. She's badass. It's all I wrote on my paper.
Brooke can flip and is wearing a non-shirt. It's a non-shirt.
I also did write, Brooke seems to be the only woman in the film, and she's not wearing a lot.
No, most of it's her bra.
Yeah.
She got that bra on.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you want?
She's got the bra on. I was just curious. You know, she's the only one. She's not wearing anything.
No, I don't know why they would do that in a movie.
Not to diverge right away, but as you know, I am a fan of the Hot Ones show on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum was the guest this week.
I love Heidi Klum.
She's great.
She loves Halloween.
She gets up to a certain point and she's like, I'm so hot, and just takes herself down to her bra.
Yes, she does.
And I was like, I said earlier that some lady had the best boobs in the business. I'm wrong. It's Heidi Klum.
It's Heidi fucking Klum.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Real fit rig. Real good rec.
Four kids.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. They just turn into zombies anyway.
And I was like, oh, she's a year older than I am.
Oh, shit.
That's when I get into those things of like, I don't think I'm the same species as some of my fellow human beings.
As a German supermodel?
Yeah.
Like,
I look at her like Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I was like, we're different.
Yeah,
we're just built different,
We're not the same. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's being a badass, and she's flipping around and hanging out in the rafters of this shed.
Yeah.
And being chased by the zombie who is chained up. Which I liked a lot because it like she couldn't get out, yet the zombie couldn't get to her. So yeah. There was like some tension.
She seemingly falls asleep with the zombie squawking from the ceiling, which I think I would have a hard time doing.
Sure. You can't just nap anyway. Not one of those people.
Not one of those for me.
Catch some Z's in the rafter. Sorry.
and she opens the door and there's more zombies outside.
Yeah.
Heaps more.
Yeah.
And this is being cut in with Barry and his family, where Megan, the daughter, comes into the bedroom and says that, Daddy, there's someone in the kitchen, which is very spooky.
Probably a thing you never want to hear.
Yeah, no, I don't know what I would do.
But again, he's immediately the hero.
He is.
You got to run at whatever it is.
I agree.
I'm a firm believer. Run at whatever. If somebody's just randomly in my kitchen, nah, right, son. Nah.
No, I feel like I'm not clever enough to do something quickly. I would just like run at it and then be dumb.
Like, just bounce off.
Run
of
at
the
it
person.
Unprepared, you know? Like,
well, if you were a ding dong, you would literally have weapons all over your house. So that
true.
No matter what room you're in.
No, why am I friends with people who hide weapons in their homes?
There's a baseball bat by the front door. There's an axe by the basement door.
Alan, you're telling people when they break in how to kill you.
It's more my child's toys that I'm visualizing as weapons.
Throwing a bunch of jacks at people.
Yeah.
You know, common toys for kids in 2024. Jacks.
Jacks. Oh, Poppy loves Jacks.
Yeah, she loves Jacks.
I want to throw their hoop and stick at them.
Crowbars. Big fan.
I did like this zombie in the bathrobe just like eating out of the fridge. What are you eating, buddy?
Yeah, it's very chill.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a nod to like the Dawn of the Dead Romero zombies who were just like trying to go about their normal lives, going to the mall and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is a zombie that's like, I just want to get up in the middle of the night and go get a snack.
Just a little late
hungry.
Night. Barry yells at his wife, get the axe, get the fucking axe. Yeah. Which, imagine yelling that one in your house.
Get the fucking axe. Yeah. Get it.
So what's up with the smoke that comes out of these zombies?
Would you like to feel that one?
You want me to actually say it now? I'm not spoiling anything.
Yeah, go ahead. Go
okay.
Ahead.
So this is one of my favorite, most creative parts of the movie because the gas that, as Benny says, oh, it's farting from its mouth, is gas. It's like a gas that runs them. And so at night, they're really fast because they're using the gas themselves. And then in the daytime, they're slow and the gas is coming out of their mouth.
Yeah, I thought this was really interesting and neat and like, I've never seen that before.
I know,
it's very
wild. What? Like what?
It is very what? But yeah, also yeah. Like what, how do they make the gas not work that was in the cars already?
That was something to do
never
with the
explained. Sorry. Never explained.
Oh, okay.
Something to do with the meteorites or the shooting stars.
Gotcha.
Did,
stars.
I
got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Barry's just mowing them down. Mowing them down.
He sure is.
As berries do.
Yeah.
As hot dad berries Baza. Do.
Baza.
A.K.A. Baza.
Baza.
I feel like that's just like Australian nicknaming. Just
100%.
Yeah, just throw an
If you're Gary, you're Gaza. If you're Barry, you're Baza. If you're Brooke, you're like Chucky.
He does call her Chucky. I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be shorter or easier to say or make even sense. It just has to be a nickname of some kind.
Listen, y'all live on a continent that's trying to kill you at all times. Mm-hmm. You have spiders the size of dinner plates.
I mean, same, dude.
Yeah. But at least we know that it's other people with guns that are trying to kill us here all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's not tiny... cute little jellyfish called blueies that you're
so cute.
Oh, I want to go see the cute little jellyfish. Oh, wait, now that has more poison that could take out an entire family in one strike.
Yeah. We deserve a little nickname is what you're saying.
Yeah. You love a little nickname like Bluey for this thing that's going to murder you and then we'll name a children's cartoon after it.
Yeah. What would you call, what would be a nickname for Alan in Australian?
Azza.
Azza.
There you go.
Alan Azza. The ZZA is easy because you just whack it on the end.
Just whack it on the end.
Yeah, you just whack it on the end.
And you say Z for Z.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I was thinking about like, I've seen so many Australian movies in my life and I just like, I can't think of one that I was ever mad at. Like they're always like Australian cinema
is
always so good.
Yeah. I love an Australian accent so much. And I will say this movie is very authentically Australian. Like things they said, like it doesn't feel turned up all that much.
Oh, really?
Which is very cool. Yeah.
I think if it was turned up too much, I wouldn't understand anything they were saying.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they turned it down.
For an international audience.
Yeah.
So we're back with Brooke, and there are some guys in her studio.
Yeah.
Giving her an injection in the neck. Ugh. They take her blood and do like a little lab test right there, and it turns bright green right away, which I liked a whole lot.
I liked that part.
I was like, this is science in Australia.
Yeah.
I hated that her blood looked like garbage truck water. Like, it was not the right color at all.
No, and I was like,
oh, Chucky, what you been doing, girl?
Oh, Chucky.
You drinking a lot. You drinking a lot of chocolate milk, Chucky.
Yeah, weird. That part made it feel like a whole nother genre again. It's like very early on in the movie, it was like five different movies.
Yes.
And that just threw the fifth one in. And I was like, wait a minute, what is happening now?
Yes, it's a very like weird science, crazy doctor, like Dr. Forrester or something.
I wrote his name down as Dr. What the Fuck.
Yeah, he's Dr. What the Fuck.
I just wrote Dr. What the Fuck is maniacal.
Looks like an Australian David Cronenberg.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong David Cronenberg vibes.
He was also giving me very strong, like, Peter Jackson's, like, brain dead vibes. If you remember Peter Jackson as the embalmer from that movie.
Yeah.
It was just like a, like, loves weird stuff and, like, just, you know, eating sandwich while embalming people and all that stuff.
Yeah, that guy, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is, like, this movie is dead smack in the middle of Brain Dead or Bad Taste from Peter Jackson and 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
And these, like, the guys who I just refer to as Biohazard Boys.
I love these Biohazard Boys. How do you get a crew like that?
I think these are my Biohazard Boys.
Also, what is their job? I understand, like, later he's like, oh, it's about saving the species, but, like, how?
I don't think so. I think he's just a freak.
Yeah, I think they're just freaky deaky dudes.
Yeah.
Wait, aren't they the military guys? Aren't they working with him?
I think they're pretend military.
Yeah.
I thought they were just faking being military and that they were like giving these people to this freak person.
Oh, I thought he was like a Mangala type working for a government. Oh.
That's sort of what I got from him too.
You got
Mangala
vibes.
I thought they were the real Australian. And then I thought, wait, Australia's got a military, right?
I don't know. But I thought it was like some like dark overlord thing where these people were like pretending to be the military. And they were just giving zombies to this freak. I don't know what they were gaining. But that was where my brain went.
Nice. As an American, I can say no one pretends to be the military. Oh, wait.
That's stolen valor. Hmm. You can't do that.
Oh, Chucky. Someone call me Chucky.
Oh, Chucky.
That's a good nickname.
Chucky? Yeah. Would you like to be Chucky?
I knew many Chuckies.
So they're gonna chloroform Brooke, a.k.a. Chucky. And she knocks the chloroform down and breaks it. So the guy's just like, well, we'll do it the old-fashioned way and just knocks her the fuck out.
Yeah.
The fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut back to Barry and his family. And now their daughter is a zombie in the backseat of the car.
And they're seemingly like, well, let's just take her wherever we're going and we'll figure it out there.
Like, well, she's buckled, so she can't get anywhere.
Like she has diarrhea.
And they just get back in the car and she's buckled. This is fun. Everyone's having fun. We're going on a road trip. This is good. It just feels a little.
Give her the tablet. It's time for the tablet. I've written here, Megan is a zombie. Mom barfs blood. Barry continues to be hot.
He really does.
Just on and
over
on.
Over and over again.
I like how into Barry you guys are.
Oh, yeah.
From the get.
Yeah.
My first note was, the dad is my hero.
Yeah. Doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Barry.
Neither do we.
Yeah, but we weren't in a motion picture.
I beg to differ. We have both been in motion pictures. just voice actors.
Just voice. Yeah, no one wants this face. I have a face for voice acting.
I have a face for radio. The wife is like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to take this respirator off because I can feel this. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, me too. Let's make out because I want to say goodbye to you.
Kissing a zombie. I know it takes some time, but kissing a zombie is such a risky proposition.
It's risky. And that's all I could think of was like, look, I know you love her, but you don't know anything.
No. You don't know how she got that way.
It felt reckless. Barry.
Barry,
do better. Get it together. You don't know what's going on here.
All right. So hear me out. So the problem with kissing your dead wife is, or your zombie wife, is like, what if that's the only way you can nut from here on out?
Oh, yeah. You don't want that to be your thing.
Mm.
I need to have a misery zombie nut or I just can't complete anymore.
I also choose this guy's wife.
So I just like, yeah, I mean, you know, I live in constant fear of figuring out what my thing is.
Yeah. Out recently though, wasn't it something very non-harmful? I can't remember what it was.
Who knows?
Yeah. Did you kink to be a 1950s housewife? Are you in that category?
No.
That we talked about before.
No, I am not a trad wife.
You're a trad husband.
Trad, that's it.
You go out, you work, and that dinner better be on the fucking table when you get back.
Listen, don't count on me to be your breadwinner. I'm not your trad husband.
Yeah, werewolf ambulance is not pooling. Thank you, patrons.
I feel like I'm your I'm definitely your trad weird uncle.
Yeah.
I've got weird uncle vibes for sure. I've got fat guy who can pull off a tank top vibes.
So heck yeah, you do.
Those are the two things I have going
for
me.
You do wear it the hell out of a tank
you
top.
You sure do.
Hey man, I like to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I like my shoulders to breathe.
Breathing shoulders.
So he has to put a nail in his wife and his daughter's head to kill them.
Yeah. And then goes to shoot himself with it. I guess that's why he kissed her, because he was going to kill himself anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And it clicks. Yeah. Does that mean no more nails?
It just makes sense.
That does mean no
more
nails.
No more nails in the nail gun.
Can you just get a nail?
I thought it was also, again, Barry's so hot, but I just thought it was so hot that he had a nail gun and a tradie belt.
So yeah, is this what a tradie is? Is he a tradie?
He's a tradie. You know who is like the definition of a tradie is the really hot tradie with the beard, the bald guy who picks him up and saves his life.
He's a tradie.
That's like sexy tradie. Okay. But yeah, Barry's a tradie. I mean, he's a Sparky. No, he's a plumber.
I think he's a mechanic. Is that
he's a mechanic.
Is that a Sparky?
A Sparky's an electrician.
Okay. And a bleep bloop is a glove.
And a tradie is a contractor?
A tradie, a tradesman, like a builder. Yeah, plumber, whatever. Basically, a tradie is you wear high vis, top, button up.
Yeah.
You wear like the giblets over your boots, you know, like the giblets that go over your boots. So crumps, so sawdust doesn't go into your socks and shit, like over your boots.
In America.
And really short shorts.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Very short navy blue shorts. Tradie. That's a tradie. Mm-hmm. With a belt. Mm-hmm. Tradie.
I was going to say giblets in America are things that comes out of a turkey's neck. Mm. But, I figure we can move on from that.
Alrighty. Yep. I might have made that name up for them myself as a child, and I don't know if that's accurate at all.
Australian listeners.
It's different from a Wellington? Different from like a welly?
Yeah, no, we don't have wellies. We have gumboots.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'm familiar with the gumboot.
No, it's like a little piece of fabric that goes over your boot and over your sock, like a curtain over your boot so that sawdust and debris doesn't go in your boot.
Sure.
You know, giblet.
Similar to what a cop might wear going into a murder scene so that they're not leaving debris around as they're walking around.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sidetrack.
Trades. So, yeah, he's going to kill himself and then he can't. So then the guy who you refer to as the hot tradie.
Yes.
He doesn't have a name in this movie, so I think we can just call him Hot Trading.
Hot Trading.
He doesn't live long enough to have a name.
Oh, I was so sad, though.
Because he was so hot?
Because he was so hot, and I just really liked him.
He's got that style that I'm like, can I pull that off? No, I've shaved my head before.
Like a white
I can't.
Nationalist.
Yeah. I immediately go into Jan 6 mode if I shave my head completely.
I feel like if he lived in America, we would probably think he was a white nationalist. But since he's Australian, you're like, he's a hot tradie.
Yeah.
So if he lived in America, I would be doing a lot of tattoo checking. Like, what's he got? What's he got going on over there?
Yeah.
Some Nordic shit? What do you got going on over there, champ? So yeah, this guy comes and he's like, he's threatening to kill Barry, and then Barry's like, yeah, do that. That's what I want to have happen. Please do that.
Please
and the guy's
do
like,
yes.
Well, now that you want it, I can't give that to you because I love edging suicides. I don't know what he's doing.
he's a wearing shining armor, hot tradie.
I think you're putting a lot of stank on that guy that's not necessarily there. You're like, hello.
I like that he tries to put Barry in like an arm bar and Barry just bites him.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Barry, you're so hot.
Look, it's just a battle of the hottest here.
Yeah.
Is that what MMA is? Just biting.
Not the biting,
some...
I don't okay, think. All right. Not the all biting. Right. But the bending. Yes, I think the bending. I also, someone must have headbutted someone else because I wrote, gave him the old Irish kiss. I know you love it when I am rude to the Irish.
I do like that he headbutts him because I think I wrote that's the most Australian way to get out of a fight.
Well, that somebody. And glossing one another. That's, you know.
See, I associate that.
We bang glosses
Ireland.
In bars, so it's fine now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Too many people got glass.
Can you imagine doing that to another human being?
No. Can you imagine shooting another human being?
Yeah. Through those living in glass houses here. Mindless violence.
Yeah, I don't own a gun. No. I own a lot of glasses.
Let's go break them out back.
What?
I don't know.
Did you get
like
into the
idea.
Metho again? So now they're on this weird buddy movie where they have to go through Australia to get to... They're trying to get to Brooke. So he's getting the hot tradie to take him to Brooke.
Who's in...
Bulla Bulla?
Bulla Bulla.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is like a national park I was Bulla looking up.
Probably. I mean, a lot of Australian places are named with like Aboriginal Australian names. So Bulla Bulla, but I... yeah, probably.
The only thing I could find was on Mount Bulla Bulla.
I found the town. There was like 800 people living in it or something. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Long Weekend?
No.
It's an Australian movie about this couple that's going through this terrible breakup, so they decide to go camping, as
what?
You do.
I wouldn't... I think that's like a fucking
I can't
nightmare.
Go
camping with my spouse when we're getting along at the best of times.
Yeah, pause.
And like, I don't, it's one of those breakups where I don't know if they know yet that they're breaking up, but like we know they're going to break up.
I see.
Gotcha.
And so they go camping, and while they're camping, like, I don't know what it would be in Australia, but a thing that looks like a manatee washes up on the beach and they end up killing it. And then nature's like, nah, dog, we're going to take you out. And they just keep getting attacked by different animals. And so that is my idea of what Australia is at all times.
Why did they kill the
because
manatee?
Because the stingray? I can't remember. Because they kill a stingray?
It looked like a sea cow or something. It was like this, like kind of like a seal or something. Like, I don't
some
know what y'all have down
some
there.
Some sort of mammal.
Yeah, I don't know
what we have down there.
And that's I mean, the other thing.
That's ocean, though. There's fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah, nobody
in there.
Knows
miles
what's in the
deep.
Ocean.
No one knows.
And
the
Australia is huge, so like what you have in Perth, you're not going to have on the other side of the fucking continent.
Nope,
no.
And you probably don't even talk to each other because who knows what's over there?
No, nobody goes to Perth.
You can't run a phone line across Australia.
No, we don't know what's going
like,
on over there.
Go
I hope
on,
they're okay.
Go on Google Maps and look at how far away Perth is from Sydney.
It's so
insane.
Far. It's so far. It's the literal other end.
Where did you come from? In Australia?
I grew up in up and down the southeast coast, but my adult memories are in Brisbane.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to get Brooke. It's the hot tradie and Barry.
Yes.
Oh, right, yes.
And they come across Benny, who we saw at the beginning.
Benny, the storyteller in the beginning.
Right.
Yes.
Because they hear gunshots after their truck breaks down.
Right.
Stops running.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the hot tradie gets shot in the head. Just shot in the head.
It's really sad. Yeah.
I love that he's shot in the head because Barry's just like, well, they're probably zombies. Or Benny is like, they're probably zombies.
And then he goes, oi, his head's fucked.
Yeah. He's like, what? Is he all right? No, his head's fucked.
And so Barry becomes friends with Benny right away.
Immediately.
He does not put him through the same trials that he put Hot Tradie through.
No, he's got a trustworthy face.
Yeah.
He feels deeply regretful that he accidentally shot this Hot Tradie.
Yeah.
Immediately, true. Though, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to look to see how this man is credited, and I hope it says Hot Tradie.
What if it does? Egg will be on your face.
It doesn't. Anyway. Okay. See, him and Benny are just like, hey, we're best buds. Let's go and walk about for a while.
We cut back to the hazmat guy who is like playing Casey in the Sunshine Band, like it's your cousin's wedding. And like dancing and giving people injections, and he's got zombies tied up, and you're just like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's giving Brooke an injection of the same stuff he's putting into the other people.
Right.
But they're turning into zombies.
And he says 5 more injections because reasons.
Yeah. But she starts seeing the things that zombies see.
And why?
Queen of the zombies. Yeah.
You don't, they don't have to explain themselves to you.
No, it's, you're right. They don't. Not, I'm not.
Katie, you're not their mom.
I'm not their mom. Yeah. And if they were talking to Jesus on the phone, I'd still make them hang up.
Yeah.
Here I wrote, yeah, okay, just like Pi says it. Someone says, yeah, okay, just like you do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
But this is when they get to the garage where Frank and his assistant.
That's my favorite. Oh, wait. The garage?
Or is it not a garage? I thought they were like mechanics also.
Yeah, it's like a pole barn garage type thing. Yes. Yeah.
That's my favorite scene of the whole entire movie. Yeah. It's the best.
Really?
Yes. It's my favorite scene when he's like, there's fucking zombies out here. Can we come in? And then he's like, all right.
He says, okay.
He goes, yeah, okay. And it's just like the most Australian thing ever. Like, really speaks to, we don't care about a lot of things. We're very chill. Like, yeah, okay. It's just gold. I really liked chill.
It does feel like if it was an American movie, like, no.
Yeah.
You can't come in here.
They would not shoot Barry
wait
on
for
site.
Questions. Yeah. Not at all.
Oh, man. We're the worst.
So they go through this thing where they explain about the flammable substances no longer being flammable. And one of them goes, I guess that would explain it. And I was like, what?
Yep, 100%.
I do also want to give a shout out to when they let Barry and Benny in, the one guy comes out in Ned Kelly armor. Which, if you're not familiar with Ned Kelly, he was an Australian criminal who, when the cops finally found them, they all put on like armor that they made out of pots and pans and buckets and went outside for a shootout with the cops.
Wow.
Didn't go well for him.
No.
But still, like, I love that he comes out in this like bucket armor to face the zombies. And I was like, that's a good Ned Kelly shout out.
It's very cool. It's very good. Yeah, there was like ironic points in the movie too. Like, a whole nother thing was like, yeah.
I felt like that was a thing. That was like an if you know, you know thing. That
yeah,
they
yeah,
did.
Definitely.
Yeah.
These guys have a zombie named Neville in a freezer. And they're all just like, that's Neville. He's farting out of his mouth. Yeah.
He's just like their boy. They're like, yeah, we stuck him in a freezer.
Yeah, well, we don't want to get rid of him.
Yeah, he's Neville.
So they realize that the zombie's blood is flammable.
Yeah.
And so is Neville's fart breath. So they can use them as fuel.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
We've got Barry pumping away on a machine. Yeah. Like, Barry, pump away.
Keep pumping.
Keep Barry, just keep pumping.
Pull Neville. Fuck. You're fucked, Neville.
Horniest podcast ever.
Good on you, Neville. Irreparably horny.
They also have a gas powered harpoon on the top of this truck.
Yeah. Fuck me, bullseye.
Yeah, it's just another like creative hodgepodge. Like, who the fuck thought of this?
Yeah.
It's like Mad Max plus then and then some kind of hodgepodge.
Yeah, like the A-Team or something. Yeah. Like, it's very silly. And they also have a surplus of BMX armor that they can all put
on. So much armor.
Well, maybe they live on properties and everyone has BMX bikes, so they're probably just...
Okay.
You know. That doesn't seem out that they live in the bush and they have...
Like motocross BMX
motocross
armor.
Motocross gear, because what else do you do in the middle? Remember how we talked about this nothing in the middle of this? Yeah. That's maybe you go motorcycle riding. So.
But... Barry also has a Lord Homunculus mask from Mad Max that he wears as well.
Very true.
Yes. I wish he wouldn't. Can't see his face.
Yeah, I know.
I need to see them busted up teeth, Barry. What are you doing? Take the mask off. It's the mangled grill you got going on, bull. So they fueled up with their zombie fuel. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to go up and take on the world. Oh, they still have to get to Brooke.
I think that's the goal.
Yes,
to get
that's
to
the plan.
They just plow through a mass of zombies. There's so many scenes of just driving through zombies, which I like a whole lot.
It's very great.
I did really like early on when Barry and the family are driving over zombies and you're not seeing it. You're just hearing like the blunk as they go over the zombie. And I was like, oh, that's fun. And a good way for a low budget movie to handle this situation.
It is.
Yes.
And they are in such close. It's such a tight shot that you can't tell what they're driving. And then when you zoom out, they're driving like a Toyota Tercel.
Or a Ford Festiva or something.
I was like, you would fuck yourself up driving over a zombie in one of those.
They got it.
They got it.
Those Australian cars, they're tougher.
Well, yeah, they got to go through the go over all those kangaroos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit them head on.
I mean, if you're going to go out pig hunting.
Nobody, I mean, no. I'm sure they do. I don't know.
Benny says they do.
Yeah, Benny. Benny does.
We cut back to Brooke, and she's sadly in a Nine Inch Nails video all of a sudden. She's, like, chained up, and there's, like, a strobe light, and she's seeing zombie seeing.
Yeah, she wants to fuck you like an animal.
Yeah. From the inside.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
She's experiencing a downward spiral. I'm going to keep going. March of the Pigs, other Nine Inch Nails songs.
For all of these scenes with her before she is freed from this truck, which we don't know is a truck yet.
Yes.
I was like, I have no idea what's meant to be happening here.
All the way up until we know what's happening. Yeah. I'm just so confused and almost to the point of like, I didn't have enough information. So every time it went to that scene, I was just like, I still don't know what's happening. I don't know why we're here again. What? Why? Like, I just, there was just nothing until the end.
Yeah.
So.
Give me back my sweet, sweet Barry.
Yeah, Barry. You're a Tessa.
I do like that, like, all of her powers seem to be derived from her being, like, a surly lady with a smoky eye.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and
oh,
half
yeah.
a shirt.
And half a shirt and mm-hmm. baggy pants.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
As we've discussed before, I've been searching for, I think that's my thing. I think, like, that's just my thing.
There you
like,
go.
All right.
Are you a surly lady with a smoky eye? Like,
I mean,
pretty
I think we all could have told you that that was your thing. Yeah. Yeah. I think most listeners are nodding along right now. Like, yes, we know.
Yeah. I do like that there was that one episode where we both addressed being like straight folks. If you were like, wait, what?
Yeah, people really did not know you were straight.
Weird. Anyway,
because I'm always talking about how hot dudes are, and you're like, that dude is hot.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, I'm straight, but like, if Tom Hardy was like, I'd be like, well, yeah, yeah. Come on, Tom Hardy. What are we? What are we doing here? So she uses her newfound zombie powers to get the zombies to kill Low Rent Mengele.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then like. To liberate her as well.
Yeah, so one of the zombies has like a
scalpel?
A scalpel jammed into its tum-tum.
Yeah, which yeah. she made him do.
Yes, but then she convinces him to pull it out.
Which she made him put it in there?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And then she made him take it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's oh, power.
I missed
That's
the I missed the entry.
Yeah.
I only caught the tail end of that.
I feel like you were really checked out when Brooke was on screen. You're like,
I guess she bored. I'm like, where's your brother Vassa?
Listen, I didn't come here for Barely Shirt.
Yeah.
I came here for your hot brother. I do like that I'm getting to know you very well
yeah,
through this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So while this is happening, Barry is following a truck that is like found them on the road, and the truck's like, "Follow us, we'll take you to safety and or something."
Yeah, well, this is well later.
Oh, is it okay?
Because Frank has to die first. Benny's
right.
Yeah,
got
Frank.
His dick bit by a zombie that was buried under the ground while he was peeing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's when they figured out that they slow at night because, no, other way, they're fast at night because they're using their own gas, and then they're slowing the day because they're resting. So these zombies were like resting in the lawn and their car stopped, right?
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
And then we also get this story about Frank's baby with brain cancer.
I know.
And I was like, another fucking dead son in a zombie movie. Why are we doing this? Zombies?
Why? It didn't need to happen.
No,
never
we did
do.
Not
never
need
does.
Frank's son to be dead of brain cancer.
We could just like Frank. You know?
Frank's just was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Here you go.
Frank's got the facial hair that I'm like, can I pull that off?
No.
All right. You need a friend who tells you. Yeah.
You do. You do.
I tell you the truth.
No. Yeah,
have hot tradie facial hair.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you've already got your... You're halfway to hot tradie. You just need giblets.
Twirl a wrench
and then you're there.
Thing.
Yeah.
I do wear a lot of Carhartt, so I do appreciate you saying that.
There you go.
Do tradies wear rings?
Rings?
Yeah, rings on their fingers.
No.
No, you can't wear a ring while you're a tradie because you'll deglove yourself in certain situations. Yeah,
right. Get mud under it. Get sweaty sawdust under it.
As a slurry of sawdust, it's so sexy.
It's not.
You did go a little deep on that one. Sweaty sawdust.
She's Australian. She doesn't know.
I'm from Delaware. We've all come from weird places.
Hell yeah, I'm here.
So yeah, Dick Bite, Dead Frank. And then...
But Frank also, he's Catholic, and he gives us the, like, etymology of the
wormwood.
Wormwood.
Yes.
It's, you know, this shooting star that was prophesied to fall to earth and be the beginning of the end, final judgment, trial by fire, being tested, all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which they're all like, yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, oh. Except Penny, who's like, I don't listen to any of that shit.
Yeah.
I just love him.
I do appreciate Benny for that.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is when we get the medical box that has beers in it. Give me the first aid kit.
Oh, just my
beers.
God. And then I was like, I'm so... It still holds up. The one scene I remembered.
Yeah.
Very good.
You want a beer, Frank? What do you fucking reckon?
Yeah.
And then I was like, we need to adopt Reckon. Like, that is so good.
I know. I wish we could, but it's really theirs.
Sure.
Or
sure.
Just you and I.
Yeah.
Not
Romero.
Yeah.
No, everyone should take Reckon.
I don't know. I feel like if America takes it from you, then it becomes meaningless. But if Alan and I take
again,
it, then it's
just
friendship.
I just couldn't give a shit. It's like the sound of my people, so I'm fine to hear it from Yins, too.
Do you reckon?
Got it in there.
She's been working so hard at it.
I've been practicing.
Do you reckon we should do that?
I reckon you guys should do that.
That was good. That was from where Alan's in from too.
Oh, use guys.
Use guys. Yeah, yeah.
Spend some time in Philly.
There you go.
Yeah. Many times in Philly.
It's a real melting pot in here now.
Three white people.
Yeah.
But two of us are women, so we're minority owned.
Right.
And one of us is a dog.
Thanks.
Oh, shit. Not you, Alan.
I'm just a low down dirty dog.
Yeah. Dirt
egg,
dog.
Egg sucking dog.
God made dirt and dirt bust your ass.
Oh my God.
So, excuse me. So Frank, because he's Catholic, can't kill himself, and Barry does it for him, shoots Frank in the head.
Yeah.
Which also, Barry fucked up.
He was the one who had set the compressor on fire.
Yeah. So like, you know.
Oh, I mean, because he wakes up and starts shooting wildly.
He just gets angry, and then he sets fire to the zombie.
Yeah, and then they find out that... Oh, this is when they meet back up with the biohazard dudes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. This is where we learn about the A negative blood.
Is A negative a blood type?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm A positive, A plus.
Yeah.
What's yours?
A plus. I don't know.
Okay. I should probably figure out my blood
only
type.
Only because I don't
Did
remember.
We just talk about
Not
this?
Because my medical team doesn't know. Because I only have so much room up here to store so much information, and it's not my blood type.
It's true. I probably could go to my UPMC and find out what my
it's definitely on record.
Check your my chart.
it's probably nerds at this point, if I'm being honest.
Nerds with candy or nerds with
people? Nice.
Both. It's just 20-sided die and
as
nerds
long as it's
candies.
Not the color of Chucky's,
yeah,
then we're good.
I feel like Chucky had Choco blood, so it kind of makes sense.
Chucky Choco. Yeah, poor Chucky. Oh, do you think that actually was something?
No.
Her blood color? Oh, okay.
It's just badly done. Mm-hmm.
I'm putting red string places where it doesn't belong.
This movie had a budget of $160,000.
Yeah.
American?
I don't know, Alan. It made less than that, so.
But it's so good.
It made enough to get a sequel.
Multiple sequels.
Multiple.
Yeah,
really? And a show. I think there's a series show.
Jesus.
Really? Yeah. I think so.
I don't know.
Is Barry in it?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Okay. It's called Barry Fox.
Is it called Barry Fox Hot Tradey? No.
Oh, no.
I mean, not to throw more confusion in, but would watch.
But this is where we learn that it's some sort of airborne illness that's causing the zombie infection, which I like a lot.
Sure.
It's not. I don't know.
But also in a post-COVID world, I'm like, oh, is it? Is it airborne?
I literally forgot about COVID. Don't at me.
And I'm proud to be here.
Where at least I'll never wear a mask again. Bad. It's not good. Very bad. Not good. Brooke. I'm pretty sure one of them was Brooke. That's what the one.
But they do have Brooke. She's in the back of the truck.
Yeah. They seem like nice blokes. Or not. So we cut back to the inside of the truck, which we now realize is the inside of the truck. And Brooke has a zombie attacking the hazmat guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's she do this? How's she doing this?
She's with her brain.
Yeah, super zombie queen now.
And then she starts beeping at one point.
They have like... They have alerts around their necks to tell them when they're supposed to get their injections.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So that low rent Megala knows when to go in.
It just adds to the anxiety, though, that beep. That's just constant. I'm like, still haven't breathed since the story in the beginning.
No one wants beeps. No.
And the hazmat guy's getting like super close to her face with his teeth inside the plastic thing, just being like, it's time.
It's so creepy.
Yeah.
And he had those glasses with a lot of lenses on the outside of them.
Yeah, for seeing, I think.
God, I love you. Yeah. And them glasses for seeing.
Yeah.
Them looking glasses.
So he, once he has been bitten by the zombie, hazmat guy, he decides to saw himself to death.
Because he's going to cut off the place that he thinks is infected.
Oh. See, I'm not sure if I would rather just become a zombie.
Same. Yeah. That's my immediately thought. It's like, no, just keep the hand and be a zombie. Everybody else is.
Like, I would take a bullet to the head if I was a zombie, but I'm not going to put a saw on my torso.
Though, if it's airborne, how come then it's airborne and spread by bite?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's like herpes.
Well, if he knows so much.
Herpes is not an airborne.
No,
illness.
I don't think herpes is airborne, sir.
What? I don't think you guys are medical doctors.
I like the idea of you telling Missy you got herpes from walking around the Whole Foods.
Oh, babe, no, that's airborne herpes. Yeah. It's called airpes. You haven't heard about this?
Herpes.
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 It's herpes.
It goes right on your dick. It's so weird. Yeah.
It's when someone... Never mind.
It's like a zombie bit your dick while you were pissing.
Exactly. When she gets freed, she pulls a tube out of her throat that's at least 9 feet long.
It makes me gag.
Yeah.
It's very visceral.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She does a lot of good barfing in this movie.
She does.
And you know I appreciate that.
And there's a lot of, like, again, weird colored fluid that comes out when she pulls that tube out. That I'm
just
She's just really laughing at the lawn there.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Australianism.
It's a very good
what
one.
What is?
Laughing at the lawn.
Laughing at the lawn. Throwing it.
Interesting.
And also chucking a sickie.
Yeah, chucking a sickie.
You gotta chuck a sickie.
What is chucking a sickie?
Not going to work.
Sickie.
Okay.
Chuck a sickie.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So she runs out of the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Jumps onto the vehicle that Benny and Barry are driving.
Because
she's a badass.
Because she's a badass. She's on the hood like Tom Hardy in Mad Max.
Go on. I like what you're saying.
Oh, man. Should I leave? Should Katie and I leave?
Missy's out of town. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time for that. They stop the truck, and then she meets Benny, and her and Benny immediately start having this weird flirtatious relationship that I was like, I'm into this for you, too.
I thought it was cute. I mean,
you're better looking than your brother.
Yeah, the poor guy. I mean, it felt cute. Felt like a cute moment.
Did you just feel bad for him from the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
Benny's been through a lot. Throw him a little something.
Yeah, that is what I felt.
Oh, jeez.
Brooke is asking Barry to shoot her, but he can't do it. But I thought, like, you shot your baby in the face, you know?
Like,
I would shoot my brother so much faster than I'd shoot my kid.
Yeah.
Different relationship. Still. You also would not travel to Bula Bula to get your brother.
Only if it was to shoot him in the head, yeah.
I did also, yeah, I mean, he had no...
And poor Benny has been shot by the military guys.
Yeah.
In like the knee or something, or the leg, so that he can't move.
Yeah.
And then he comes up with this plan.
Tell me the plan.
Where he's going to get bit so that he becomes a zombie. And then Brooke can control him, which I feel like is just another like level to their flirtation.
Yes.
Like, just like, control me, girl.
Inside me. Yes. Yeah. She's this is she's
feed that
mom.
Fantasy, yeah.
You think it's like a psychic strap on?
Yeah. She's just psychically pegging him. Irreparably horny.
I was irreparably psychically pegged by werewolf once, and all I got was a stupid t-shirt. And probably a fine for wearing this t-shirt.
Oh, you can take that anywhere. You're in the airport, people are like, no, don't sit next to that guy.
Sir, you cannot wear that to church.
He has come up with this plan to keep Barry from lighting matches and throwing them onto the compressor and just blowing everyone up.
Yeah.
Which I think is the best idea.
Same. I mean, you were already here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think Barry understands the situation better than everybody else is letting on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Benny still has hope. And Barry's like, yeah. Turns out I put a nail in my child's forehead this morning, so I'm good. I'm probably good. Or yesterday morning, I guess.
He's hot and hopeless.
That's how I love them, though. Hot and hopeless. That's when you get
them. That's how you get them.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Bad people.
Oh, man. That's my 20s.
Yeah.
When I was hot and hopeless. I wasn't hot. I had a chin beard. No, we can all.
You're always a good looking man, Alan.
Oh, stop it. So what happens next?
The military guys are going to behead Brooke.
Yeah.
For reasons?
They're mad at her.
They're just mad at her.
Yeah.
But she's also like the experiment gone right. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Presumably.
Well, unless it's my theory where they're just, he's like, was the overlord guy and there was no military solving the world thing and he was just a freak doing it for his own pleasure.
Okay.
So he's like a super villain who has his own army of like bio boys.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
like that.
You're the Australian. You know better than the rest of us.
I don't know if that qualifies me. I didn't remember half of this movie. So.
No, I feel like this is just a history of Australia that we have not heard.
Yeah, this is a documentary.
Oh, yeah. Australian okay, yeah. Back, right? Totally solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So either she was... Yeah, she was proof of the pudding, or they hated her because she killed their overlord. I don't know.
And she was God's greatest mistake.
That's right.
Yep.
And now look, eggs on their face.
She gets shot in the titty.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do that.
She takes it like a champ, though.
She does. Yeah, she sure does.
She sure does.
Just pops it right out of there.
Yeah, just...
Again, back to Australia, where Xena... No, Xena was filmed in New Zealand.
It's Xena. I'm just kidding.
It's actually pronounced Zeda.
Zeda, I think.
But she always had her tits out going into combat, so yeah. I figured that this lady also had that.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
I mean, she's got a non-shirt.
I mean, I am also always tits out going into combat.
Your tits out everywhere we go.
All the time, everywhere we go, tits
everywhere
out.
Everywhere we go, tits out.
It's the most comfortable. What am I going to say?
When she gets shot in the titty, all the zombies drop too.
Yeah.
Because they're part of her. She's one and they are one and they are Borg.
She's pegging all of them.
Psychically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I'd never heard of a 7 boomerang before. Were you aware of what a 7 boomerang was?
I had never heard of a 7 boomerang before, no.
Literally a boomerang shaped like the number 7.
It's so sharp. It's
roll
so
sharp.
Scary.
Roll sharp.
How, like... Having thrown a lot of Nerf boomerangs in my life,
oh yeah,
how anyone could have ever thrown those as a killing weapon, I have no idea, because it was just like throwing a boomerang for me is just wee, goes off in that direction, never comes back.
Yeah.
Also, like, you're not going to catch that thing when it comes back to you, right? It's going to come back and you're just going to throw yourself on the ground.
Or just decapitates you on the way back.
That's a suicide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm too Catholic for that. Like Frank.
Like Frank. Paul Frank. Oh, Frank.
So, Brooke controls Benny, and he shoots all the bio boys.
Yeah.
And then they kill Benny.
Gets shot in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, rip Benny.
I know.
R.I.B.
He had the best one-liners of the whole movie, too.
It's true.
He's the comic relief, so you know he can't go too early, but, like, at some point...
But he's not the hero.
Yeah.
He's... Yeah.
A lot of his comic relief was like, felt ill-timed too. We were like, look, Barry's suffering. Could you just be sensitive to Barry right now? Yeah.
That was the whiplash I felt where I would be like grieving for someone and then Penny would be like, no, he's dead. Fuck.
But I feel like that's very Australian.
Very.
Just be like in the face of like absolute despair, be like,
well, fuck fart it.
Joke. Here we go.
Beer? Neville's got him in the freezer.
This is where the military, there's one military guy left.
Yeah.
And Barry uses the boomerang in a very sexy way to take his helmet off, which then infects him.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says to him, there's more at stake here than you know. So I don't know. Maybe we got to watch the sequel.
There's the second.
Yeah.
There's definitely a second.
Yeah, we got to find out. Gotta find out.
Wormwooded.
Still wormwooden?
Wormy wood.
It's all work.
So they decide to have a fist fight.
Oh my God.
Yeah, as you do.
Okay, yeah, sure.
It's a great fist fight.
It's really fun.
I love it. Captivated the whole time.
Yeah.
Just because y'all were horny for Barry.
Yeah.
Barry, I was also this guy's balls, very high at this point and super engaged by the fight, like edge of couch at this point watching the fight scene. It was very good.
Smoking that fight weed.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
And Barry does, as I would also do in any fight situation, I'm grabbing your fucking dick while we're fighting.
Yes.
I'm going to win. I'm going to grab your dick.
Of course. What is this honor shit? Although... the line of like, nobody grabs another man's balls in a fight.
Yeah. Shows low character. And then he shoots him.
Yeah.
But his face is flammable, so that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
That part, yeah, really. It's convenient for Barry. It's like a good little boost up there.
An entire head firewalk.
Yeah.
Just his head's on fire while he's walking. I don't know if we've had that before either.
I don't think we have, and I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now he's on the ground.
Yeah.
And Brooke pulls the bullet out of her titty.
And
drops
it.
Yeah, she does.
Just drops it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the zombies are intensely eating this man.
Yeah.
I loved it.
She's the queen of the zombies now.
Yeah. She's the queen.
I hope that in a trial by fire to determine if I'm good or evil, I just go full evil like Brooke.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I can I kind of want to be one of the tradies. I want to armor up and get full geared up and just hit it head on.
We got that from you.
Yeah.
We got the charity.
No, yeah. I want to just go have at it. Yeah.
You were a tradie hopeful.
Yeah.
If there's an apocalypse, I'm probably going to stick with you until I get tired of it and kill myself.
All right. I'm a little absent-minded, though. I don't know if I can take care of anybody else.
Well, I'll do the planning. You execute the plan.
Okay, yes, I can execute.
We're a great team.
Apocalypse is the A in ADHD, so...
There you go.
Apocalypse.
There's no E for efficient, so you cover that.
Yeah.
I'll cover everything else.
Yeah, I'm super efficient. I'll make a spreadsheet real quick.
Great. I'll forget where I put it. And make it up as I go along.
Oh, shit. What was the bust from Bodies, Bodies, Bodies? You're a walking spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet with a superiority complex. Yes. If you don't think that's my brain for the last two weeks.
Dude, that hit you hard.
That hit me hard. Am I a walking spreadsheet with a superiority complex?
You're not.
I might be.
I would never describe you as having a superiority complex.
Fair.
No, I think you're efficient and you don't have time for inefficiency.
I don't have time for inefficiency. I ain't got time to bleed.
I ain't got time.
You know, like these two bullshitters over here that forget everything all the time.
What?
That's nice. Shall we rate this thing?
Yes. Katie, do you want to go first?
No, I want Pi to go first because she brought it here.
Okay.
Do this by 1
Honestly,
to 10.
Honestly, when the opening scene, I was ready to give it a 10 off the bat. It was everything I needed and wanted. I loved it so much. I loved how brutal it was and how much whiplash I got. I loved how confused I got. I'm giving it a 10 because I loved it. And I've never been on this podcast before, so there's nothing to compare that to. 10!
No, we have to have it back where you're like, Sound of Music, 3!
Yes, exactly!
I hate that movie.
What?
Yeah, this is my baseline.
I love that movie so much.
I know. It's so boring.
Singing boring
it's
German
too
shit.
They go against the Nazis and win!
Yeah, that part's cool, but it's dull to get there.
Yeah, farewell, adieu, Avita Zin, good night. Oh man, I love that movie. I just made Missy watch it recently.
Oh god, don't you do enough bad things to Missy with making her watch?
Did you say
movies?
It word for word in the background too while I was
no
playing? Okay, yeah,
just okay. Under your breath.
Listen, I am an 85-year-old grandmother. All right, so just deal with the dog.
Yeah. I'll allow it.
Katie, rating.
I loved this. It made me think of you quite a bit. I'm gonna give it a 7.
I think it's
a bit flawed.
Seven is solid. I think the pacing is a little off in it. I think there's some draggy bits.
But there's a lot. I think with the tradies, it's wall to wall action, and then you get to the Brooke scenes, and you're like, come on, dog.
That's totally how I felt, as well as feeling like I still don't know what's going on. I was also bored.
Yeah.
I'm going to 9.
Oh shit!
Because I was a bit bored with Brooke. Scenes, not Brooke herself, just the scenes.
The scenes were
I think,
bleh.
Yeah. Yes, Brooke got like short shrift on this. And
I
she
agree.
Should have gotten like, I would have been totally okay with Brooke being my hero.
100%.
Yeah.
And
Barry, then.
And like,
I know, but Barry could have been in the background just flexing and stuff.
Barry will never be in the background.
Barry's in the background.
Jay Gallagher. The man's name is Jay Gallagher.
Brooke of Little...
And Benny's name is Leon Birchhill, just by the way, because he was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed him. He was so funny.
Well, Brooke Bianca Brady...
Heck of a name.
And her Barely shirt would be the star of my movie.
All right.
She could push a bullet back out of her titty. Come on.
That is pretty cool.
That was cool. I liked the whiplash between... like comedy and gory and ironic, like that whiplash, but then I didn't love the whiplash between the really fast scenes to the back of the truck.
Yeah.
That one was too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's almost like they wanted to write a TV show, but crammed it all into a movie and it like, there was too much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they wrote a TV show.
Speaking of things popping out of bodies, can I read you a email that we got?
Yes.
I am not going to give this person's name because I don't want to put them in any sort of HIPAA situation.
Okay, well, give them a fake name.
Jane Eyre. Jane Eyre writes.
Not what Jazza. I was expecting you to go with that.
I'm an 85-year-old woman.
All right.
Case in point.
Tom Hardy fucker 69. 420. Today I had a patient...
You're already giggling.
Today I had a patient come to the OR with a bowel obstruction.
Oh, damn.
When the bowel obstructs, it's like a garden hose getting kinked off. Or maybe more accurately, like one of those really long balloons getting twisted into a balloon poodle by a clown. I love this email so much. The bowel gets really swollen, full of gas, and pressurized. So when we go to make the belly incision, it's kind of like a gag gift snakes in a can situation.
Oh, okay.
And because I've been binging Werewolf Ambulance, I immediately blurted out, oh no, his hot dogs fell out. And now my OR crew, who are at least as weird as I am, have adopted this terminology.
Oh my God.
Thank you for bringing this into our lives. And I'm hoping I've converted at least some of them into listeners. Have a lovely Juneteenth.
Oh my God.
Jane Eyre.
Dr. Jane Eyre.
Yeah. Medicine woman.
Thank you so much for writing in. And thank you so much for spreading the good word of Werewolf Ambulance.
His hot dogs
fell out. Oh my God.
Every time I've been under for any sort of like operate, like a colonoscopy or whatever, I'm just sure that there's just shenanigans abound going on in the
How else do they get through?
Yeah, how else could you?
What else?
Yeah, just
are
make
you
it some.
Do?
Yeah.
I would be like puppeteering, you know?
Putting a little tiny folded newspaper like, hat on your tip of your penis.
Yeah. Why not?
Just thinking I am a major general with a look at my little penis general.
Why not?
Let's hope it's a little less that.
I think that's fine.
Totally above board.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so
no.
much. Thank you so much, Jane Eyre, for that.
Thank you, Jane Eyre.
Oh, they brought me so much joy.
Yeah, that's really good.
Just the idea of your intestines being like a balloon animal made by a clown.
Oh, yeah. It's visceral, too.
That's really descriptive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hi, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Where, if people wanted to follow you and get more of you, where can they find you on the internet?
I have an Instagram at PyLovesPlants. And my
PYE?
It's PYE Loves Plants. And I have a website as well under the same name, PYE Loves Plants. That's where you can find me.
That's where you can find her. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, you bet.
Katie, before we get the fuck out of here,
yeah,
what are we going to do next week?
Next week we're doing a movie of your choosing.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize was the actual title of the movie, The First Omen. It's on Hulu.
What if before the Antichrist, there was an Antichrist?
Oh boy.
With this movie presuppose, but
don't burn it now.
I will say that prequel to the Orphan movie
so good.
Was so fucking good that I will always now go watch any of these prequel films in the hopes.
Yeah.
That what was that lady's name who was an actor in the early 2000s and then came back for that movie? Oh fuck, the mom in that movie,
Julia Stiles,
Julia
who was
Stiles.
In the Omen, right?
Yeah,
she was in the Omen remake.
Was she in the Omen remake?
Yes, she was. She was the wife.
Oh my God.
Julia's 2 degrees of Julia Stiles.
She's a hero.
She's a hero. Oh, that movie was so good.
It was so good.
You know what, though? I got a lot of heat after that episode because I said something about Juliana Theory being a local band and people were like, I heard of them in Iowa. And it was like, all right, man, relax. They're from Greensburg.
Yeah. Boy Sets Fire was also a local band where I grew up and people heard about them in Germany. So.
Yeah. I listened to them in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So come back next week for The First Omen.
When you say The First Omen, I keep thinking we're doing like the original movie.
Yeah, I think it's bad marketing on their part.
The First Omen.
Not the Richard Donner Omen movie, but the most current Omen movie.
Wait, we did that already.
We did. Yeah.
Did we do the Julia Stiles remake?
I don't think so.
Oh, see, that's where I'm confused.
Maybe we did. Who knows? We've done like almost 500. No, we've done 500 of these. We've done.
What are we going to do for our number 500?
I don't know. Is there a movie called 500 with a bunch of Spartans that go and fight the Persians?
Oh, I can't believe we did that for 300.
It was very funny.
All right. Well, on that note, patreon.com/werewolfambulance, TeePublic. You can search for Werewolf Ambulance.
Werewolfambulance@gmail.com.
Yep. You can get on our Discord. Go to any of our social media presences, and you can find a link to join our Discord. It's the only social media we're really using personally these days for stuff.
I was talking the other day on there about how I was eating pierogies with kimchi.
Yeah. And you tagged me in a post today about the untimely death of Donald Sutherland. RIP. Not untimely. 88 is a good run. Yeah. 88 is a good run.
The pretty timely death pretty of timely Donald death. Sutherland.
Yeah.
Pi, thank you so much for doing this.
Pi,
my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We will have to have you back on.
For Wormwood 2.
From Wormwood
yeah,
or okay. Other Australia. I really want to do Razorback at some point. Do you know
cool.
This movie?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Or any. It doesn't have to be Australian.
No, it's got to be.
I'm the least patriotic person I know. I'm just existing on the planet. So I can watch any movie from any country and talk about
it. Nope, Australians only.
Sorry, we're pigeonholing you. You know, our Australian friend.
You know, we've pigeonholed her because we're Americans.
Yeah. Fascinated.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Werewolf Ambulance.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.